Hello, my dear podcast listeners. I'm so very happy to welcome you back if you are already following me, or to welcome you for the first time if you are a brand new listener. Today, we are going to talk about the very important question ripped right out of the recent headlines: what can you do in 11 weeks? This is the Wishing You Well podcast, and I am your host, Maria Patrick. I'm a health coach and a Qigong instructor, and my podcast is a way for us to find inspiration in the world around us and to make current newsmakers and issues relatable to our own lives. Today's inspiration is from the famous football player, Aaron Rodgers. You don't have to be a football fan or an NFL viewer or even a fan of New York Jets quarterback number 8, Aaron Rodgers, to be interested in or find inspiration from his story. In case you're not up to date on what's been happening, allow me to fill you in. Aaron Rodgers played football for the University of California and was drafted in the first round back in 2005 by the Green Bay Packers. His success on that team as their quarterback was undeniable. He led the team to a Super Bowl victory during the 2010 season, and based upon the 4 times he was selected as the NFL's most valuable player, the 10 times he went to the Pro Bowl, the 4 times he was the NFL's passing leader, and the 2 times he was the touchdown leader, he is considered to be one of the greatest and most talented quarterbacks of all time, which is why the New York Jets had such high hopes when he was traded to them this year. His first game of the season, which ended up being his only game this year, was on the emotional 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks on New York. You see, Aaron Rodgers was injured shortly into the game after his 4th offensive snap when he was sacked by the defensive end of the Buffalo Bills. The Jets fans held their collective breaths as Aaron was helped off the field to be evaluated by the medical team. Not only did he sadly not return to the field for that game, we found out the next day that what was initially thought to be an ankle injury was actually a ruptured Achilles tendon, which most definitely would be putting Aaron out of the game for the rest of the season. Many medical experts, sports analysts, as well as current and former football players weighed in, and they told Jets fans what they likely already knew or suspected, that it takes a minimum of 12 to 18 months to recover from an Achilles tendon injury. Which is why the news this past week that Aaron was cleared by his doctors to return to Jets practice sessions was so surprising. And it was even more shocking, the speculation that he would actually be playing in the team's Christmas Eve game against the Commanders. So what we are talking about here is that a healing process that would take the normal mortal a minimum of 52 to 78 weeks happened in a mere 11 weeks. How is that possible, you may ask? Well, that is what I and apparently many others wanted to know. I was waiting to hear information on the physical therapy exercises he's been doing, or the amount of hours spent every day in an ice bath or in a sauna, the long list of anti-inflammatory medications he's been taking, the countless cortisol injections, and the significant amount of rest he must have been getting. All we need to do is remember back to grade school when we learned that acronym for dealing with injuries, RICE, as in rest, ice, compression, and elevation. As someone who specializes in helping people heal through nutrition, you can imagine my delight when I heard that Aaron is crediting his diet as playing a significant role in his quick recovery. I'm sure he did many, if not all, of the other protocols I mentioned for healing a ruptured Achilles tendon, but he claims that the icing on his recovery cake is that he was consuming massive amounts of bone broth on a daily basis. I have been touting the benefits of bone broth to my clients and students for years due to its high nutrient and collagen content and its ability to help the body repair itself from the gut lining all the way to the bones and tendons. Additionally, Aaron quite smartly made sure that he completely eliminated the major inflammatory triggers from his diet, including sugar, fried foods, and red meat. Now, if you're up to date with the latest football game results, then you know that the Jets have lost their last five games, and it seems very unlikely that they will go to the playoffs, which probably means that Aaron Rodgers won't be returning right now after all. However, his triumphant 11-week rest, rehab, and recovery plan is one that we can all find inspiration in. What do you think you can accomplish in 11 weeks? Have you ever thought about it? That's just shy of 3 months, which may not seem like a long enough period of time to make any significant changes in your life. What would you think if I told you that switching to a plant-based diet for only 3 weeks could significantly lower your bad cholesterol numbers? Well, that is indeed a fact, as reported by a recently released study. Did you know that experts say you can train for a half marathon in as little as 11 weeks? The first 4 to 6 weeks allow you to build your strength, endurance, and confidence. The last 5 to 7 weeks of training will take you from couch potato to a 13-mile runner. One of my professors in nutrition school was Dr. William Lee, the physician, scientist, and best-selling author of Eat to Beat Disease. He says that he helped his 80-year-old mother go from stage 4 endometrial cancer to stage 0 in just 9 weeks through her dietary changes. If you take a high-quality, multi-species, and multi-strain probiotic supplement, you can expect to notice initial improvements in your digestion in as early as 2 weeks after starting the probiotic. Imagine how much better you would feel and how much stronger your digestive health and immunity would be after 11 straight weeks of taking a probiotic. According to several studies, 20 minutes of meditation a day for 60 days can have measurable effects on your brain, from better focus and more productivity to less anxiety. On YouTube, there are no shortage of videos that can help you to begin to learn a new language or an instrument in 3 months. And nearly 30 years ago, my husband and I accomplished what we initially thought to be impossible. We learned the first dance for our wedding in under 3 months. You get the idea. Big changes can be made in a short period of time. If we commit ourselves right now to an 11-week practice of doing something good for ourselves, we can expect to be living a better and healthier life right around Valentine's Day. What a special love letter that would be to yourself. I often say, do something today that your future self will thank you for. The sooner we start, the sooner we will be staging our comebacks, just like Aaron Rodgers has worked so hard to do. There is an adage that I think will come into play after our 11-week journey towards wellness. First you will feel it, next you will see it, then you will hear it. Which simply means that whatever it is you commit yourself to doing, after doing it consistently for a while, first you will feel the difference in your life. Then you will see the changes your hard work is making, and then you will hear it because other people will be telling you how impressed they are with your efforts. Maybe we should take another page out of Aaron Rodgers' playbook. He is known for his end zone celebration after a touchdown. It's called the belt, or the championship belt, because after scoring a rushing touchdown, Rodgers gestures towards his waist with his hands like he is strapping on a world championship belt. Let's all get started doing something new, different, inspiring, and wonderful for ourselves, and try it for 11 weeks. Pretty soon, we will be celebrating in the end zone. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm always grateful for your time, for your interest in my podcast, and as always, I am wishing you well.